this. Heartbreaking. Cover up. 17-year-old dead from Pfizer shot. Board of Health suppresses father's testimony. Okay? You're going to want to hear this. It's over at the website of our friends, Amy Meck at Rare Foundation. Look at this father. His son was a big hockey player. Look at this nice-looking young man and his heartbroken father. Okay, there he is. He's playing a video of him wishing his son happy birthday. But here's a picture of him in his hockey uniform. But here down here is what I want to play. I want to play this for you. Let's see here. All right, this is what I want to play. This is going to be the father, okay? This is the father calling into the Board of Health. And supposedly they later hid this testimony. Someone grabbed it, put it on Rumble. Listen to what this father has to say. This is really sad.
Good morning. My son played hockey. His name is Sean Hartman, since he was 8 years old. And he took a year off for COVID. And he got extremely bored sitting in his bedroom. He decided to go back to hockey this year. And to do that, he had to have a vaccination to play hockey. He got his first shot of Pfizer on August 25th, went to the hospital on August 29th with a bad reaction. He got sent home with only a prescription for Advil. He had a rash all over his neck and face and brown circles around his eyes. They sent him home, and on the morning of September 27th, his mother found him dead on the floor beside his bed. And all he wanted to do was play hockey. So I'm just wondering really how safe this is and why no deaths are being reported. You're talking about numbers and ICUs, but nobody ever talks about deaths. And it is happening more than anyone knows. And it's just being denied and silenced. And I have a Twitter page called Answers for Sean, which has 7,500 followers who are all wondering the same thing as me. What happened to my son? He had an autopsy done in Toronto. That came back cause of death unascertained, which only 2% of deaths have that conclusion. The only thing they found was a slightly enlarged heart. So I questioned the coroner, well, is that not caused from the vaccine causing myocarditis? They're saying there was no myocarditis. I sent his autopsy report to a second well-known pathologist in Canada who wants to remain anonymous for fear of losing his job. He told me the vaccine did kill my son. I don't know who I can believe anymore. I have to go the rest of my life either thinking there's no cause of death or it was the vaccine. I just don't think vaccines for kids to play sports is the right thing to do, considering Omicron is a lot less powerful than Delta. My brother and his wife and three kids all have Omicron right now, and they're all perfectly fine. They say it's not bad at all. Even one of my nephews has no symptoms whatsoever, but tested positive. I just would like some answers to why my son is gone. And if you want to take a look at my page, you'll see just how much of a special boy he was and what he meant to me. And now I have to go through the rest of my life with this pain. And I just want answers, and nobody will give me any. That's all I really wanted to say.
Oh,
thank you, Dad.
That is pitiful, isn't it? And according to the Rare Foundation, again, we've got this linked up at my website, worldviewreport.com, cover up. 17-year-old dead from Pfizer shot. Board of Health suppresses father's testimony. Well, we just put it out there tonight, and it'll go all over the place with the help of Frank Speech and Rare Foundation. But isn't this pitiful? And you got Fauci. Fauci's really excited about offering up this shot for kids 5 and under. He's wanting kids that are just a few months old to take this shot.